Against convention and allowing MPs to debate three proposals on a ceasefire that had been tabled by the SNP.
The usual ways in which Parliament works were changed. Now, my understanding is that the Speaker has apologised for what happened and is reflecting on that. But I think the important point here is that we should never let extremists intimidate us into changing the way that Parliament works.
More than 60 MPs have signed a motion of no confidence in Sir Lindsay. An inquest ruled a teenager who fell off a cliff during a scouts trip in North Wales in 2018 was unlawfully killed by leaders. Ben Leonard suffered a injury after the fall at Great Orme. A minister's admitted some genuine criminals could be exonerated under plans to resolve the post office scandal, but says it's a price worth paying. Kevin Holland-Raikes set out the details of government legislation that will clear the names of sub-postmasters whose cases meet certain criteria. Keith Bell was convicted because of faulty IT software at his branch at Forsyth. He says it just needs sorting.
To get the convictions quashed and overturned, that's vital. Nothing can happen until that happens. So hopefully, with the statement today, we're getting closer.
Alexei Navalny's mother has accused Russian officials of trying to blackmail her into holding his funeral behind closed doors. The Putin critic died at a penal colony last week. Paralympic sport legend Tammy Gray Thompson's praised the London Marathon for stepping up. It's been announced that wheelchair athletes and able-bodied runners will get the same prize money. And the family of Strictly dancer Robin Windsor have thanked fans for their outpouring of love following the fall. They've also called for an end to constant speculation about the cause. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on Thursday the 22nd of February. Not the last. Leap year, but you're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper. Street Preachers there, and Motorcycle Emptiness, taken from their album Generation Terror, in the UK. This is Bumper Fantasy, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. Quite a lot of music for you tonight. Old music as well. I'm not sure I've got anything from the 60s, definitely got some. Back to the 90s for this next one. I think you might know this one.
Dreams are full. You can say that that's the way I feel. chopping, blood chopping up my stopping thought. Self-doubt, but somewhere the cheapest I ever bought. And you said to love, to bring the bag of love. And you said to love.
Drowning. One night, I'm out of mind.
new music there from Alfie Templeman. That's Eyes Wide Shut. First new music since his single last year. It was a non-album single. Mellow Moon was his last album that came out back in 2022. Don't know what's coming next from him, but a good return there from Mr. Templeman. Before that, Echo and the Bunnymen and The Back of Love, a single taken from the album Porcupine. That was released back in 1982, getting to 19 in the charts. And we started off with Oasis, Rock and Roll Star, released as a single in 1995. That one, it went gold in the UK, but it doesn't look like it charted in the UK. Don't know why. Perhaps they did that with quite a few first two episodes, actually releasing in the UK. It did chart in the US, but it's certified gold in the UK for something must have been released. Liam Gallagher has just announced that he is going to be playing at Glastonbury with John Squire. Their new album, they've recorded together, comes out soon. They're tour set, but in a matter of seconds. She heard any of the stuff that they've done together. I've heard mixed reviews, but I'm lined up when I hear them. Will I go and see them at Glastonbury? Almost certainly not, but yeah, plenty to do there anyway.
I met myself coming back from the grave, and then it was late. They were all gathered around. I had to see them take the
chance. I was in the ground. By then.
Smoking left outside, the ring of smoke.
I'm not afraid to
Confidence Man, taken from their first album, and one of my singles of the year. It was my Phoenix single of the year. That is Out the Window, taken from the album Confident Music for Confident People. Seems hard to believe that was back in 2018. But it was. There you go. Before that, Spearmint, and where my old show got its sort of the inspiration from. That was taken from their album A Week Away, released back in 1999. They're still releasing new music. They released their latest album, This Candle Is For You, just last year. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through indie and alternative from the 60s onwards. A band that said they're never, ever going to reform, but everybody still secretly wishes they will, that liked them in the first place. This is REM.
Alone, given this, take wings, sell us. Inside. they see what they give you. I'm not blind. Erotic visions consume you. It's the rest sex and beyond games that's making us fear. Yeah, I know you don't mean it. Can't help you when sleeping. Good girl with the ring. If I wasn't grown, you know I.
Die!
There we go. First played that a couple of weeks ago. That is London, Love to Hate, their latest single, released by the band. If you want to find them on the socials, Indoor Pets, you probably want to put the word band in to make sure that you don't just find out about pets that you can keep indoors, which you could do if you want to look into that. Before that, brand new music from Sophie Kilburn. First, Sophie on this show, Body on the Inside is the name of the single. If you want to see Sophie live, Notting Hill Arts Club, the 13th of March, you can find those on her website, sophiekilburn.com. James, and the single Sometimes, released in 1993, taken from the album Laid, that was number 18 in the charts. And we started off with R.E.M., the band I mentioned. Everybody would like to see Reform, but we're going to do it from 2001 and taken from that album Reveal. That was I'll Take the Rain. Got to number 44 in the UK charts. Reveal, one of my favourite albums by the band. It's just gone rather 10 to 9 on this Thursday night. We're going to have some brand new music, more brand new music now. This is Laura Jane Grace and Birds Talk 2. We'll be right back.
Attention.